Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top two at two on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, and brand new today, the Milwaukee Bucks announce a major change in leadership. After 12 seasons, team president Peter Fagan is stepping away. Fagan leaves behind a legacy that includes a 2021 NBA championship, the new arena, the creation of the Deer District, and the team's rebranding, just to name a few highlights. There are many. Josh Glessing will take over as Bucks president. Glessing is a Wisconsin native with more than a decade of experience with the team and ownership group. In fact, in this press release from the Bucks today, he says, "I am grateful to HSG and the Bucks ownership group for entrusting me with this extraordinary opportunity." He says, "I was born a Bucks fan, and I don't need to learn what this team means to Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. I have known it my entire life." The Bucks say Fagan will work closely with Glessing in the months ahead. But wow, Peter has done so much with this team. I remember when the new arena, it was the day one that it was opening. And I remember interviewing Peter, and I remember saying, as somebody who grew up watching the Bucks and grew up in those seats when Herb Cole was there, and my mom said, "There's the senator," and whatnot. And I said, I was so thankful for what this group came in and did in Milwaukee. I mean, it truly feels like it's been a new chapter, and Peter was a big part of that.
Well, they delivered on the promise, is what ownership wanted, but it was Peter making the trips out to Madison and meeting with lawmakers. It was Peter behind the microphone every step of the way, right? I mean, he was constantly getting his name out there, getting his face out there, getting his thoughts out there. I'd interviewed Peter shortly after he had taken over and the new ownership group was in place. And he said that the ownership group, who he's known for years, hired him as part of the search firm. "You help us find our president as we get this thing off the ground." And Peter told me, after going through and looking at the requirements and who might be a good fit, he said the arrow was pointed back to me. I submitted my own resume, and ultimately he was hired. So I guess he accomplished his task. He found the next president, and it was himself.
Yeah, Peter says, "Serving as president in the Milwaukee Bucks has been the honor of my professional life."
Number two, and a fascinating story to me. I absolutely love this. We want to say all eyes of the Olympic speed skating world are on Milwaukee. Yeah, that's a fair statement here as the Olympic trials wrap up today. 4-day event. It started on Friday. Sellout crowds over the weekend and limited tickets available. Today's event gets underway about 4 o'clock. And it's been quite a few days for a Kewaskum native, Jordan Stoltz. He's dealing with an illness. He actually fell at the start of the 1,000 and still somehow managed to get third.
"I just didn't have my feeling when I went to the line, and I got a little wide and then toe-picked. I was able to get right back on my feet and keep going. So, I mean, I felt good. I've been doing a lot of training, so I felt actually pretty good for how I did today. So, yeah."
So he was pre-qualified for the event. He'll skate in the 1,000 meters. Really, his place didn't matter so long as he started the race. That's what did matter. Won the 500. He started the 1,500, didn't finish that race. He'll skate in all those disciplines at the Olympic Games in Italy coming up in February. He's also scheduled to compete tonight in the mass start. Again, he's already qualified for that at the Olympic level, so he does need to start that race tonight. But you think about that. There are two Olympic-size ovals, indoor ovals, in the United States. One is in Utah, one is in Milwaukee. And they chose Milwaukee for the Olympic trials because it's at sea level. And where they'll be skating in Italy is relatively close to sea level. So they thought it would mimic the atmospheric conditions better to be in Milwaukee than Salt Lake City.
We can get some beignets over there too, right? To kind of just help with the experience.
Whatever you need.
What snacks do they have over at the Pettit these days? I'm not an ice skater. I don't think I've been since middle school.
We had joked when this thing was getting going that there'd be like, you know, men's league hockey happening in the background while these guys are skating around and ladies are skating around. No, that is not the case. They put an end to all that stuff. But it is a reminder of just everything you can do at the Pettit, from running to figure skating to open skating with your family and friends. They've got hockey leagues. I mean, you can do pretty much anything there. It's a treasure.
It is a treasure
in our
town, unbelievably, for sure.
It's an incredible facility. And those in the speed skating know. They know this is on the map, that this is located in West Allis, Wisconsin.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool stuff.
Coming up at 2:35, we'll take you into my middle school. What was it, a field trip back in the day at the Pettit Center? And, oh, the stories. The reason that I have not been back yet, Greg.
Okay. Well,
I'm just kidding. We're not really
going to. Did you fall? That would have been me.
I don't know that I fell, but I don't think I ever got from one side to the other.
Okay.
Whose advice was that? Who told me how I should skate?
It is. Yeah, I'm still learning. It is 2:14 on WTMJ.